Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God woke you up this morning and you owe God a praise. As I say each and every Tuesday, amen. If you have breath in your body, you owe God a praise. It wasn't that alarm clock that woke you up this morning. It wasn't that person that gave you a shrug on the shoulder, but it was the Lord Jesus Christ that woke you up this morning, started you on another day, and you owe God a praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Doesn't matter whether it's raining, doesn't matter whether it's sunny outside, doesn't matter whether it's hot or cold. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning to you that are listening by way of radio, whether it be in your office, your car, or your homes. Good morning to you. I thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join me, your boy, Elder Lewis Gray, from True Pentecostal Community Temple Church, where our pastor is none other than the Honorable Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. We are located on 16 South Wilson Avenue here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. Our services are as follows. Sunday morning, Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday morning worship is 11:40, 45-ish. Tuesday night Bible studies are at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. Pick a service, come out, have a good time, for we come for no other reason than to lift up the name of Jesus, to give him glory, to give him honor, and to give him praise. Praise the Lord to you that are watching by way of Facebook. Good morning to you, you and you. Hallelujah. Good morning to you, Miss Alamazor. Glory be to God. Thank you for joining us here again. God is just good, and he is worthy to be praised. I love the Lord. I don't know about you, but I love the Lord. He is my all and all. Hallelujah. Sending a shout out to our pastor again, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Good morning to you, sir. Good morning to my wife, Minister Frieda Gray, who is on the job. We will tend to see this on our way to Bible studies in the evening, because I recorded on Facebook. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go into the Word of God. Amen. Without further ado, I'm going to read the Word. Amen. And then I am going to pray, and then I will come back and we will go into the Word of the Lord. And it can be found in a very familiar passage of Scripture. That is Luke 10. And I am going to read into your hearing verses 38 through 42. Again, that is Luke 10, verses 38 through 42. Oh, while it is on my mind, we are having a back-to-school giveaway on this coming Saturday at our church. Come out on this Saturday. Amen. There will be festivities. Glory be to God. We'll be giving away school supplies. That is this Saturday, amen, this coming up Saturday at our church, which is located on 16 South Wilson. Come out, bring your children, amen. We want to bless our children as they go back to school, amen. So come out this Saturday, glory be to God. I believe it may begin around about 11-ish, somewhere in that area, amen. I don't have the specific time, amen, but come out, amen, around that time, glory be to God. Amen. And we will be there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Word of the Lord says in Luke 10, verses 38 through 42, says, "Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for blessing us to gather again together. For Lord, we come to hear a word from you, not I, but you, God. Lord, you use me these few moments to speak your word. Whatever it is that you have me to say, God, I will say it. And Lord, I thank you today because I decrease so that you will increase. Remember those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies. Remember those that are in the hospitals and the nursing homes and the jail cells. Touch their situations, God, for you and you alone know what to do. God, remember those that are in leadership, our president, our Congress, and our Supreme Court, our preachers, our bishops, our elders, our evangelists, our pastors, God. Speak to their hearts, God. Give them what you would have them to say at such a time as this. God, use me for these few moments that I might render a word that might change somebody's life. For Lord, we know that your word said that it will not return void, but it will accomplish that from which it was sent. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If I were to title this, I would say, be still. God is trying to tell you something. Be still. God is trying to tell you something. Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus, he had been out ministering, and he comes to Mary and Martha's house. These were friends of his. He loved them, and they loved him. Mary and Martha, they were the sisters of Lazarus, whom Jesus had raised from the grave after having been dead for 4 days. And so he knew these individuals. Glory be to God. And he loved them. And it was customary at that time that a visitor, when he visited visited a particular place, that the host would show them hospitality. They would get the place ready. They would provide hospitality, food. They would treat them with honor. So it was customary in this time to do such a thing. And Jesus, he arrives at Mary and Martha's house. And the Bible says that Martha received him into her house. Hallelujah. And she goes through the preparations of getting things ready, just paraphrasing, if you will, getting the food and all of the essentials, amen, ready for Jesus. And Jesus comes into the house, and she's up doing all of these things. And Jesus comes in, and he begins to minister. And Mary, Martha's sister, sits at his feet. She begins to hear what thus saith the Lord, begin to hear his word. And as Jesus is ministering the word, Martha is still up doing whatever it is that she's doing. Hallelujah. And so she notices that while she's up doing all of this stuff, Mary is just sitting there, and she is just feeding off of the word of God. And Martha becomes bothered by this. And so she is so bothered that she comes to Jesus and says, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Glory be to God. What he was saying is that Martha, you're too busy. You're too busy with doing things. You're too worried about stuff that you don't need to be worried about. And the question becomes to my listeners, are you that person? Do you have Martha's spirit where you're too busy to hear from God? Many times that there are people within the sound of my voice. You have a job, and there's nothing wrong with working. And you work that job, and you come home, and you sit down, and you watch TV. Sometimes people work overtime. They come home, and they sit down, and they watch TV, and they fall asleep. And before you know, they have to do this. They have to cook. They have to do this. They have to do that. And before you know, the day is over. You haven't even prayed. You haven't even spent time with God. And the questions become, how can you hear from God when you're too busy to hear from him? But God is saying, he is speaking to somebody within the sound of my voice. Be still. Hallelujah. God is trying to tell you something. It's easy in this world that we live in to get so busy that we don't have time to hear from God. There are a lot of voices that speak into our lives on a daily basis. We have our boss that speaks into our lives. We have our spouses that speak into our lives. We have our children that speak into our lives. We have all the chatter that's going on through everyday living. But have we stopped to hear a word from the Lord? Because what God is saying, Jesus said that my words, they are spirit and they are life. God may be trying to tell you something that is so essential that it might change your life. It might break the curse of poverty. It might bring you healing. It might bring you deliverance. It might change your financial situation. But what happens is sometimes we're so busy listening to other things. We're so busy doing other things that we do not have time to hear what God has to say. Glory be to God. I'm talking to somebody today. God is saying that you're too busy. Be still. I am trying to tell you something. See, Martha thought what she was doing was important. And to a certain extent, it was. But there should not be anything that is more important than hearing from God. Out of all the voices that you hear in a day, my wife's voice is important. My children's voice is important. My boss's voice is important. My pastor's voice is important. But the most important voice of all that I should hear from is I should hear from God. Glory be to God. Sometimes we go to our friends and we go to our relatives and we seek advice from them. We want to hear what they have to say about a certain situation. But have you consulted with God? Have you first got on your knees? Sometimes you have to get on your knees. Just say, I need a word from the Lord. There was a centurion that had a servant that was sick. And he comes, he approaches Jesus. And he says, Jesus, I've got a servant at home and he's sick. But all I need is a word from you. I don't even need you to come to my house. I just need a word from you. He said, because I understand. He said, I'm a man under authority. I know how it works. I know if I say to one, go, he'll go. I say to one, he come, and he cometh. I say to this, and I say to that one, do this or do that, and they'll do it. All I need is for you to give me a word. See, sometimes we need a word from the Lord. We go around. We want to search for everything. We want to go to that person and get their advice. We want to go to this person and get their advice. But have you consulted
with God. So he was saying, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. See, we get concerned about a lot of stuff. Hallelujah. But he says, but the one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part. See, Mary chose to hear from God. See, I'm not going to be worried about all of this other stuff. All of that can wait. But I need to hear what God is saying. I need to hear what Jesus is saying. Glory be to God. It reminds me of a story there in the book of John. Jesus began to talk about the manna from heaven. And he talked about how Moses received the bread that fell from heaven. What he began to tell the people said that I am that manna. I am the manna for all men. And except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Because my words are life. My words give you life. This is the same Jesus. This is the same God that spoke the world into existence. His words are life. And see, we need a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But sometimes we get so busy, we don't want to hear the word, or we're too busy to hear. But he tells those people, said that I am the bread. I am the bread of life. And he begins to talk about, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you don't have any life in you. Hallelujah. He was talking about believing in him, talking about receiving what he was saying. And you know, many of them, because they didn't understand what he was saying, they begin to walk away. Said that this is too hard for us to understand. And Jesus looked at his disciples and he said, are you too going to go? And I believe it was Peter, one of them, that replied, that says, where will we go? For you alone have the words of eternal life. They understood that what Jesus said was life. Hallelujah. Can I tell somebody today that these 66 books in this Bible, they are life. We need to take time out of our day, and we need to read a word from the Lord, and we need to get on our knees, and we need to stop and get a word from the Lord. Say, Lord, I need a word from you today. I need directions from you today. The Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Is the Lord ordering your steps today? Are you moving at God's direction, or are you going in your own direction? See, we need to be still and hear from God. Let me give you an example. Many of you know that I'm a songwriter, and I've got a couple of songs out on Amazon, Spotify, all the major labels, whatever they are, platforms out there. And I'm an independent artist. When you're independent, sometimes the promotion aspect of it is hard to do. That's why when you're under a record label, the record label does the promoting, because it doesn't matter how well your song is. You need somebody to promote it, because if you can have the best song in the world, but if nobody hears it, that's all it is. It's just a good song. But you need somebody to hear it. Glory be to God. And so not this past Saturday, but the previous Saturday on 99.9, where my song is played here in the Brevard County area, there is a national show which is called Inspirations Across America, I believe it is called. And I was out that day, and the lady comes on and she begins to talk about, if you've got a song, to send your song in and we can promote it. And this promotion, it goes across America, I believe. Glory be to God. And so I didn't have a pen at the time. And so I said, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait till next week around the same time to see if I can hear that promotion again, so that I can write down the information, so that I can get my song out there promoted on places that in Atlanta, wherever they promote, Washington, D.C., wherever this particular platform goes, I wanted to get my song. So this Saturday, glory be to God, I thought that I would do it. I would listen around the same time. Glory be to God. But the only problem is I was running errands. I was going to get food, and I was going to get this, and I was going to get that. Glory be to God. But in the process, hallelujah, I didn't get the information like I wanted to. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I did eventually get the information, but not like I thought I was. Glory be. And you know what that taught me something? Is because I believe it was around about 10:56, 11:56, whatever it was that I heard at the previous Saturday. Glory be to God. And so I made a point. I made a purpose of trying to listen during that time. But during that time, I was so busy going in, getting this at this store, going there to get at that store, glory be to God, that I might have missed it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I missed it. Glory be to God. In that way, I did eventually get it. Glory be to God. God bless me to get it. Let's just put it that way. Hallelujah. But not like I thought. But the point I'm trying to make is because I was so busy going here and going there that I wasn't still. I didn't sit in my car at that time that I was supposed to, or that I heard it that previous week, that I was in this store, I was in that store. Amen. I was so busy that I didn't hear it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that's just like people are today. We're so busy doing things that we don't have time to be still and hear from God. God is saying, be still. I am trying to tell you something. I'm trying to get something that is essential to your well-being, essential to your life. God is trying to give you notice to be still. I am trying to tell you something. Glory. And I see this even in church. Glory be to God. Martha was trying to serve the Lord. She was doing a service for God. But she was ignoring her guest. Jesus was her guest. She was so busy doing church stuff that she was missing out on what was most important. Sometimes it's so easy to get busy with church stuff that we miss the most important part. The enemy doesn't, can I tell you this? It doesn't matter whether you come to church or not. The thing that the enemy don't want you to do is get a word from the Lord. He wants you to fall asleep. He wants your mind to be distracted. He wants your mind to be there. He wants your mind to be over there thinking about your bills. But your mind should be focused on the word of God. Church is no time to sleep. And anytime, hallelujah, when it comes to the word of God, that should be the most important time in the whole church service. Everybody ought to be silent. Everybody ought to be, it shouldn't be no going here, getting up, running there, and going there and doing this. Anything that keeps you from hearing from the word of God is a distraction. But we ought to hear from God. Why? Because God is trying to tell us something. We receive visions. We receive directions. We receive pathways in the word of God. Hallelujah. But Martha was so busy doing something, doing preparations, that she missed what was most important. Mary said, now I'm going to sit here and I'm going to get a word from the Lord. We ought to make that a purpose in our life every single day. To get a word from the Lord. Lord, what do you want me to do today? Lord, how do I handle this situation? Lord, where should I go today? What bills should I pay first? Glory be to God. You know what? God will respond. He will respond. He said, ask. He said, you receive not because you ask not. See, we need to ask the Lord for direction. Lord, order my steps. You know, we sing the song, order my steps in your word. Do we really mean that? Because if we want God to order our steps, then we need to ask him, Lord, what way should I go? Direct my path today. But we're so used to getting up morning after morning after morning, doing what we want to do. And you know what? We repeat the same cycle. But God said that if you listen to me, that struggle that you've been struggling with, I can give you a path out of it. if you listen to me, if you allow me to direct your steps, if you allow me to order your path. God is saying, be still. I'm trying to tell you something. Will you allow God to speak to you on this morning? Will you be still? Hallelujah. The problem is sometimes we miss the move of God because we do not allow space for God. But we've got to allow God to operate in our lives. We've got to allow space for God. We ought to designate a time that this time I'm going to set aside that I'm going to hear from you. Nothing is going to interrupt this time. And that's what Mary was saying. You can keep doing all you want to do, Martha, but I'm going to hear from God. I'm going to hear from Jesus. Hallelujah. This world is going to pass away. Jobs are going to pass away. But you know what's not going to pass away is the word of God. Only what you do for Christ is going to stand. You lose a job, they'll find somebody else. Hallelujah. You know, God forbid something were to happen, you pass away, they're going to find somebody else. But only what you do for Christ is going to be remembered. God's going to remember your labor of love. Hallelujah. Be still. God is trying to tell you something. That's what he was telling Martha. Martha, you're worrying about too much stuff. Be still. Come in here. I'm trying to tell you something. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm out of time, but not out of word. Join me again on next week. And until then, hallelujah, be still. God is trying to tell you something. You know the song of Curl of Purple? Hallelujah. Maybe God is trying to tell you something. He is. God is always trying to speak to us. The question is are you listening? Are you listening? So until next week, be still. God is trying to tell you something. You be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
We here at True Pentecostal Community and Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week. I remember when the choir